I believe in everlasting life. Death is the door which leads to life, everlasting life. The last article of the Creed is man's goal. And we know, as revealed from God, that life is changed, not ended. Therefore, those who believe in God can obtain an eternal dwelling place in heaven. We shall live forever. What really matters is to achieve eternal life. As Saint Jose Maria used to say, our aim has to be to go to heaven. Otherwise, nothing is worthwhile. To go to heaven is the definite goal in our existence. But to attain it depends on how we use our freedom. If we live looking at God, our destination will be heaven. But if we turn our back on Him and live in mortal sin, then our destination will be hell. If man dies in the state of grace, but is not completely pure, then he has to be purified in purgatory. Those with clean souls go to heaven. St. John narrates the vision of heaven he had. I saw that there was a huge number, impossible for anyone to count, of people from every nation, race, tribe, and language. They were standing in front of the throne and in front of the Lamb, dressed in white robes and holding palms in their hands. To be dressed in white robes means to be in God's grace and free from any stain or sin. That is why they are in heaven. As the Gospel says, "Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God." Heaven consists in seeing and loving God and being happy forever with Him. What is heaven? St. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "What no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man conceived, but God has prepared for those who love Him." This is something so great that even if we tried, we couldn't begin to imagine it. However, St. Paul also wrote something quite concrete. "Thus we shall always be with the Lord. We will always be with Christ, our friend." God is the supreme good. He is infinite beauty. And man, who yearns to see wonderful things, will be completely fulfilled. Fulfilled but never tired of, contemplating God. We shall see God as He is. We shall also love Him immensely, and we shall be eternally loved by God. Man's desire to love will be completely fulfilled. For these reasons, in heaven, there will be only joy and happiness. There will no longer be sickness or pain, only the joy of rejoicing in God, in the company of the Blessed Virgin, the angels and all the saints. We will join all those who have already been faithful to God, many of whom we knew here on earth. The final purification of purgatory. Those who die in the state of grace and in friendship with God, but imperfectly purified, even though they are sure of eternal salvation, will have to undergo purification after death, so as to obtain the necessary holiness to enter the joy of heaven. The Church calls purgatory this final purification of the elect, which is completely different from the punishment of the damned. We can help the souls in purgatory. God wants the Church on earth to help the souls in purgatory, where many purify themselves, yearning to be with God in heaven. As we have already studied in the lesson on the communion of saints, we have to help them, and we can do it in the following ways. Offering the Holy Mass. It is the best way, because we offer for the souls in purgatory the infinite merits of Jesus Christ. Praying a lot for the souls in purgatory, through the intercession of the Mother of God, so that they may go to heaven as soon as possible. Our Lady is also the mother of those in purgatory. We have to ask her intercession for our relatives, our friends, and for those who have no one to pray for them, offering for them our good deeds, our work, alms, and small mortifications. God accepts them as a help for the souls in purgatory. Hell exists. Jesus Christ, who being God is unable to deceive himself or others, talked about the existence of hell in many verses of the Gospels. He said that at the final judgment, the judge will say to those on his left hand, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels." The Gospel text concludes, "And they will go away into eternal punishment." Other verses with the same teaching are the parable of the darnel burnt in the fire, the bad fish that are thrown away, the man without a wedding garment who is cast into the outer darkness, the foolish virgins who cannot enter the marriage feast, the wasteful steward who is dismissed from his office, etc. Merely thinking about it, we realize that hell exists because God is just. And in the same way as he rewards those who freely behave well, he punishes those who freely choose to behave badly. In hell, there are no vacations. It never ends, because hell is eternal. God himself said it, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire." The existence of hell and the eternity of the punishments are truths of faith that have to be firmly believed. Those that die in mortal sin go to hell. It is during the final judgment that God sends the wicked to hell. Who are those who go to hell? St. Paul mentions the deeds of the flesh, that is, fornication, impurity, quarrels, murder. And he affirms, people who behave in these ways will not inherit the kingdom of God. In short, those who die with their souls stained by mortal sin. We should help people go to heaven and avoid hell. Heaven is the only thing that makes man's life meaningful. Not to go to heaven is the utmost failure. But as we have mentioned, only those who are in the state of God's grace can enter heaven. And most probably, there are people around us who do not know this. If they are not close to God, they are in serious danger of missing out on heaven forever. This fact should move us to do a lot of apostolate, so that all men should be saved. We have to pray, to offer little mortifications, to give good example according to our Christian vocation, talk to others about God. God rewards our generosity, and we will meet in heaven those we have helped here on earth. The Amen at the end of the Creed. The Creed, just like the last book of the Bible, ends with the Hebrew word Amen. It is also the last word of many prayers. This word hails from the same root as to believe in Hebrew. Therefore, Amen at the end of the Creed confirms the I believe at the beginning. To believe is to say Amen, so be it, to God's words, promises, commandments. To believe is to trust God completely. Resolutions for Christian life. Pray and offer little sacrifices for the conversion of sinners and for the final perseverance of all Christians. Remember heaven when we encounter difficulties in our Christian life. Remember the existence of hell when temptations come, so as to reject them and not to offend God. When you recite the Creed and say Amen, be conscious of its meaning. I firmly believe everything I have just said.